you're free to go. Look at that. Oh, you didn't do your big facey face thing.
Oh, good morning, or good afternoon, or whenever you're listening to it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Evening, indeed, and anyway.
Everybody, welcome to the podcast. This is it, of course.
Yeah.
It's the last time you'll hear a podcast for a while, because myself and Jim Jimaroo are going, someone just saw me unsticking my situation from myself there on the camera.
Have you been at your shorts again?
A little bit.
You've been at yourself.
I've been at myself. Yeah.
This is PJ and James after show show, but it is the last one for a little while because we're not here next week because PJ is going off to be
land
an
down
actor.
Under. The land
He's
down going, under, which is called Cork now.
Yeah,
I'm going to a land down under.
He's going to be an actor for the week, and I just have to I sit at home and wait for him to come back so that I can do work as well.
Yeah,
nobody ever asked me to go and do any actoring.
Which is a lot of bollocks. He's going on his holidays.
I was actually. Oh, well, I am technically
you're
off work,
you're
but I'm not away away.
No, you're doing a home holiday thing.
Yeah, a staycation they call it now.
Well, it's a staycation for most people. It won't be for Jim because he just tries to do a staycation and he goes home and his missus is there. Thank God, now we can paint the whole house. And that boiler problem, you can get your hands and knees and try and look at that, even though you don't know what it is.
Yeah,
and
even though you wouldn't know one end of a boiler from a hole in the ground.
And then I want you to lick the grass. What? Lick it. I want you to lick the grass. Don't cut it. Anything that's going to take up your fucking time while you are...
And keep you out of my way while I do what I want you to do.
So that's what's going to happen. So Jim is going to come in. Not Monday week, he's going to be... I'm fucking exhausted when he comes in. He's going to go, gee, I'm reeking a drink from the one day he had off before he came in.
And the other thing as well is that after Yvonne sees this particular podcast, I'm going to get a beating.
Yeah, you think you're going to enjoy your holiday now?
After what that PJ Gallagher fella said about me.
Well, you better, you're going to.
When you see him, you give him this and this.
And a pinch of toy and not in your Mickey and throw you doing. So there you go.
But anyway, this is it. So make the most of it. You better make it good now.
Yes,
because you've literally told everybody this is all they'll have.
Well, I won't make it good.
So you better make it. Will you stop at yourself?
That's itchy leg.
Constantly
that's just
looking
leg.
At himself. Look at him.
That's leg.
Oh my God!
I'm itching me fucking leg.
Listen,
give him a break.
Would you not say that your experience with shorts, especially shorts of that particular fabric, don't think you have enough of a history going on?
Because of
don't think poor Imelda May isn't still traumatised.
Imelda May.
I still regret not putting up that photograph as well for our birthday the other
day. Oh, we should have. Yeah,
you wouldn't let me.
Oh, you didn't. No, I can't stop you doing that.
You turned around and said, don't, you will not, don't. And of course, me, being the loyal friend that I am, didn't.
Now you
didn't,
know.
Didn't decide
now
to.
You know who's talking a load of bonolics today. So you do. Anyway, it's not going to be a good podcast because I'm in a bad mood again.
Why are you in a bad mood?
So me business card, you know the way I have a credit card that I can use to charge things to the taxing man, right?
Yeah.
Not the taxi man, the actual taxing man of Ireland.
You charge it to, the tax man pays your bills.
No, I have a credit, here's how I do it.
That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. We, the taxpayers,
Jesus
pay
Christ.
For people like this. So-called artists.
That
call
is not how it works. I have two credit cards, right? I have my laser card. That's not called fuck. I have two visas.
Right.
So I have one that I use, right? So anything that is like I can't get tax back on at all, I use that for. And then I have the one that if I, you know, for fuels and if I'm eating when I'm away doing acting shit or whatever.
Right.
I can use. So you get a bit of tax back on that.
Right.
Now the pin is broken on the card, right? The pin.
Yeah.
So now the card still fucking works, but I can't, you know, I can still charge things to the card. So, you know, my tolls are still charged to the card. My phone still gets charged to the card.
What you mean is you can't do the tap thing.
But I can, no, you can't tap anyway because it's never small enough. You know what I mean? I'm not counting $29.99 a petrol all the time and the only way you'd be able to do it. So, well, you know, you get fuel going down the Cork or whatever.
I thought you said you could get charge like a bit of lunch or something on it.
Oh, yeah. No, but you can't use the pin. You can't use the fucking pin. The pin and chip is gone. And the card, otherwise the card works perfectly. But now, because the card works perfectly and the chip and pin doesn't work perfect, I have to cancel every fucking part of it and then ring the 3,000 companies that bleed me dry every month to change the details. And you know you're going to forget them.
Yeah.
Like, I know something's going to happen. Like, the water will be cut off in a month's time.
Yeah.
Or I'll get to a toll bridge and someone will go, ah, this fucking dickhead doesn't have a tag with him or something. You know, but I will have. And then
your little beep. Stuff.
And then the
nightmare phone.
Your phone people are going to be calling, you missed your bill. Did you know you missed your bill? Yeah, I did. I didn't bring any of this upon myself.
Yeah.
My shitty car did. And it's still working, but it's not working. Which is an in between two stools. So it's a whole day of your life to get
you. Can a bank not turn around and say, PJ, listen to me. Listen.
bank.
Don't worry about it.
You're not even allowed in.
I'm going to take all your stuff from that one. I'm going to put it all over onto that one.
No, they can't.
Well, they should be able to.
A bank? You can't even get into a bank. You're not even allowed into a bank.
Well,
you're not even allowed into a bank to ask for a loan anymore. You have to go to a broker. Isn't it this fucking thing? You can't even go in. You have to go to the man who goes to... You wait there. Now, I talk to all the banks. And what do they do?
Yeah.
Don't you worry. I talk to all of the banks. This is what I was told. All of them. Right?
Yeah.
AIB, TSB, Bank of Ireland, Ulster Bank. There's a lot of them. KBCs. And then he comes back 10 minutes later.
KBC, no, I think that's the chicken restaurant. That's not one.
Oh, yeah, KFC, yeah, with the chicken bank.
Yeah.
And then he comes back after 10 minutes.
The bank that likes to say,
After 10 minutes, he comes back and goes, yeah, I spoke to them all. No, they all said no. How'd you fucking speak to all of them? It's been 10 minutes. It's been, okay, grand. It was 2 hours. But how can you speak to every bank in Ireland and get me refused in the space of 2 hours? I can't even get a loan of a pen off a bank.
Yeah.
I can't even get a loan of a pen.
My God.
Get a loan of a pen.
They won't lend you any money.
Nothing. Now, here's the weird part. If I wanted to get money for a car, no problem.
Right.
They'll give you a car loan. I can walk into
a Ferrari factory
tomorrow, right? And say, here, can I? And they'd be, sign that dotted line, you fucking dickhead. And no problem. But when you want to buy, you know, a place without wheels to live in.
Yeah.
No, not allowed. No. Yeah, no matter, like, even though you go, oh, don't worry though, I've been paying rent, which is fucking hundreds more than the mortgage every month. They still go, don't care. No interest in it.
Unbelievable.
So there you go, Grant.
A dire state of affairs.
So I'm thinking of getting a van loan.
You should
live in the back of the van.
Why don't you get a caravan, man?
Oh, jeez.
Get a caravan loan.
I could actually live in a caravan. I mean, I could actually live in a caravan. I could, if I had somewhere to park it. But parking's so expensive now, it's more than rent. Parking's more than rent. It is.
But you don't need to. Because all you need to do is, as you have said on this show many, many times, all you do is, so you find where you want to put your caravan, right?
Yes.
And you illegally park there. And what happens? A clamper comes along.
Yeah.
And clamps it. And you just never pay the fine.
Except they lift you. Except then you wake up in the yard 2 days later and you go, can I get out? No.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to.
Chain yourself to something. Do like a suffragette thing and chain you and your caravan to a railing somewhere.
Now I'm starting to feel the pain of the travelling man now, so I am.
Shock.
It's unreal, yeah. I don't know. It's just, I'm upset about it at the moment. And it all because of me pin and chip. I was bottling it all up.
Yeah.
I was bottling up. Okay, refuse me the loans. Refuse me the mortgage. Turn me down here, there, left, whatever. I don't need your stinking money, you fuckers. Grant. And then my car didn't work. And I was all of a sudden it was the last straw. It was like, you bastard.
It goes to show how different the world is, how far it's come in the few years, where once upon a time, the only time you ever use a card was a credit card, and it was only for something really big, like a holiday. And then
you'd cut it up
afterwards so that you didn't put any more money on it. And because you'd be paying it off for the next 12 months.
I used to put it in a bowl with water, right? Not even messing, right? A plastic bowl.
What are you trying to do? Grow it? What the fuck is that?
Plastic bowl with water, right?
Right.
And keep it in the freezer. No, I'm not even messing. So then if I wanted to buy something, I had to wait hours for it to defrost.
So you decide to yourself, do I really need it?
And by the 6 hours it took me to get the fucking card out, I'd probably change my mind about it. And I'd just refill the bottle.
Unbelievable.
That's how scared I was of credit cards. A plastic bottle in the freezer.
Probably very wise.
And that's where it stayed, in the freezer. Where's the credit card? It's in behind the peas. That's where the credit card was.
That is one of the greatest pieces of financial advice. Take that, Eddie Hobbs, and feckin' whatever the other bloke's name was.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Take it out of that.
Yeah. This is pre-chip and pin now.
Unbelievable.
But I used to keep it in the freezer because I was so scared of the trouble a credit card could get me into. Put it in the bottom of a plastic bowl and I filled it with water and I left it in.
I just realised. So somebody be trying to flog something to PJ. trying to sell him something. And PJ go, I can't, man. I can't buy it. Of course you can. I don't have the money. No, it doesn't matter. Put it on your credit card. You don't understand. My assets are frozen. It's the first time I've ever met somebody who literally had frozen assets.
It's like it was back in the day as well. So I could have said, my access is frozen. Was, don't you mean your assets? No, my access is kind of sitting in the freezer.
Yeah. That's a brilliant idea.
Oh, yeah.
So
I was always coming up with ideas like that because I was
ultimate,
so scared of money.
That is the ultimate in the cooling off period. This is fun. This just keeps giving and giving.
I never thought of this.
It's a genuine cooling off period. Except it's actually, no, sorry, it's a fucking warming up period.
It's a warming up. It's a warming up to a
warming
purchase.
Up, I'm warming up period.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to, because I was so scared. The trouble that a credit card can get you into. I was so scared. So it was always like, it was like the loaded gun. It was me loaded gun. That's what it was like. You know, sometimes you need a 9mm Beretta hidden under the bed to feel so you can sleep at night.
Right.
Now, hopefully you'll never have to use it. You never want to shoot a burglar.
Yeah.
But you never want to, you know, have to fire the gun. But to have it make you feel a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what it was. It was essentially my little 9mm shotgun or handgun in the freezer. And
I mean, I know I shouldn't be, but I'm wildly impressed by that. I'm genuinely fucking impressed by that.
Oh,
that's mad.
It's amazing the things you can think of when you're afeared of things.
Yeah.
And I've always been scared shitless of getting
into
too much
debt.
Because I'm no good
in,
debt,
like,
you
know? I hate
and now
being
I can't
in
get
debt.
Into debt quick enough. Now I'm not allowed into debt. If I had known I wasn't allowed to get into fucking debt, I wouldn't have frozen the fucking thing in the first place. I would have saved litres of water.
Because it hangs over me. Well, as you know, it's not going to come as any great shock to you that I get worried about fucking shit like that.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's just one of the many, many, many worries.
Jim's still walking around wondering where his Maxell Nipper tokens are. Is there? Oh, Jesus.
But anyway, but are you all right? Like, you know, I know people who they'll fucking owe money left, right, and centre, and they owe banks this, and they owe and their credit
card
is that way, and
no.
they owe fucking people money, and they're like, that's your grand, that's not, look, sure, whatever, like, you know,
it
you have to live.
I'm in
a constant state of fucking.
I'd rather not live. That's my answer to that. I'd rather not live. You know, they say, you have to live. No,
no,
you don't.
Yeah. I'll just stay indoors and I won't eat again until I'm out of debt.
I can satisfactorily do the very opposite of living. I can merely exist.
Yeah.
I can merely exist.
Just to get through.
If it means staying out of debt or owing 100 people money, I will merely exist. I'll go for a walk.
I hate that shit hanging over you.
Oh, I hate it so much. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you know when you hear about people who are like into, you know, like obviously not necessarily people that we kind of bump around into all the time, but you know you hear of people in the world and like they owe Bank of wherever, I don't know, 130 million or whatever, or you know what I mean, that sort of stuff. That's weird.
Oh.
I wouldn't be able for that now.
No, not at all. I couldn't do it, not in a million years. That's why I almost take my hat off to these developers. He borrowed a fucking billion. He borrowed a billion.
And what's more, he did it when he already owed them half a billion.
Yeah, because it's the old thing. See, that's the difference though, isn't it? See, if you and me borrow like 10,000 euros, right? We're in trouble.
Yeah.
But if you borrow a billion, you're in
business.
They're
in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. They're in shit. You're in business and they're in trouble. Yeah. And it's a different kettle of piss altogether then, isn't it? Yeah.
That's a much better
your man
way.
Who borrows a billion doesn't like walk around going, me fucking chip and pee in this bollocks and now I have to use my own cars to put the petrol into the car. They don't give a shit.
No, not at all.
They don't give a shit about that. Yeah. Not a hope. They were the lads who, back in the day, remember back in the day in the 90s, the bank would ring you out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like, how are you, Jim? What's the crack, yeah? This is your bank. Oh, Jesus, what's wrong? Nothing. Do you want 35,000 euros? No!
And they used to send you, remember they'd send you blank checks?
I have it here. Yeah.
Fill it in.
Fill it in yourself.
Yeah.
Knock yourself. I said, at that time, I was like, I make fucking 350 euros a week. Don't you ever call me again, you fucking bastard. You're trying to get me into a lifetime
like
of hell.
Yeah.
Go on. You have to live.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't live. I'm so glad I didn't live.
How many houses have you got? Just the one. What? You've only got one?
It's Ireland.
You don't have a holiday home.
What happens if I get flooded?
You don't have investment property.
What happens if your parents call over and you've nowhere to hide? You need at least 3 gaffs. It's Ireland. Where are you going to keep the fucking dogs? You're out of your mind.
Oh, day with the day.
You know, you're going to get a house and they go, so do you want to throw in an extra 10 for the car? Like, what the fuck? It's like it was unbelievable.
It was a different world.
Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't allowed then. I was delighted I wasn't allowed then. And now I'm raging now that I can't be allowed
I never even asked back then. Because again, I still would have been
too
afraid of it.
Too much trouble.
I'd have been afraid of it.
Trouble, yeah. Oh, the trouble, yeah.
I don't think we're cut out to be millionaires, PJ, somehow.
No, I don't think so. To be honest, if your credit card's in a block of ice in the freezer, the bank probably don't see it as a good investment opportunity. You know, I don't think they say, maybe we'll give this lad a few quid and he'll turn it into fortunes.
That'd
I think,
be fancy.
You know, they're like going, they're going to do it. They look at us lads and go, just give the lads a couple of Henry Hippos and show them out the door, will you? That's what it comes down to, isn't it? Go back to your Henry Hippo and a bunch of keys.
Absolutely. Oh. That'd be, I'd love to have seen the time where you were caught kind of like, cunt short with your credit card where you decided, no, I am going to do it. I'm buying it anyway. It doesn't matter. I'm definitely getting it. Yeah, but I need to get there before they sell out. So I'll just bring it with me. Yeah. Carry it in.
Bring it.
Yeah. So I want to buy that. What's that? Yeah, no, it'll be grand in about, I'd say about 2 more hours. It's starting to go slushy now.
Or actually, I could do it in 10 minutes if you have a hot tap.
Yeah. Does anybody have a hairdryer? Brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have an extension lead, please. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So there you go. At least now we've talked ourselves into the realisation that we're money blunderers.
Yeah, and we're destined to be poor for the rest of our days.
Oh, well, you know what I mean? Hopefully not poor, but... You know what I mean?
PJ, there's frozen assets. I mean,
frozen assets. Maybe I'll put it back into that thing.
Yeah.
Although the old tap, I think it's magic. The tap, and then my phone. Oh, now you can tap your phone.
That's. And you don't want to be putting that into your freezer.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Going, Siri, read out the number on my credit card. Siri. Fuck's sake. Siri, can you hear me? Read out the fucking number and the 3 numbers on the back. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right, so.
We'll go and spend some... No, we won't spend any money. We'll just go.
There you go, kids. Yeah. Keep your assets in the freezer and take your vitamins. There's nothing else you can do in life. We're all fucked in the end anyway.